light, space, join me, zest. That's God. So with Him on my side, I'm fearless, afraid of no one and nothing. When vandal hordes ride down, ready to eat me alive, those bullies and toughs fall flat on their faces. When besieged, I'm calm as a baby. When all hell breaks loose, I'm collected and cool. I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing, to live with Him in His house my whole life long. I'll contemplate His beauty. I'll study at His feet. That's the only quiet, secure place in a noisy world. The perfect getaway, far from the buzz of traffic. God holds me head and shoulders above all who try to pull me down. I'm headed for His place to offer anthems that will raise the roof. Already I'm singing God's songs. I'm making music to God. Listen, God, I'm calling at the top of my lungs. Be good to me. Answer me. When my heart whispered, "Seek God," my whole being replied, "I'm seeking Him. Don't hide from me now. You've always been right there for me. Don't turn your back on me now. Don't throw me out. Don't abandon me. You've always kept the door open. My father and mother walked out and left me, but God took me in. Point me down your highway, God. Direct me along a well-lighted street. Show my enemies whose side you're on. Don't throw me to the dogs, those liars who are out to get me, filling the air with their threats. I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God." After all these things, this word of God came to Abram in a vision. "Don't be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield. Your reward will be grand." Abram said, "God, Master, what use are your gifts as long as I'm childless and Eleazar of Damascus is going to inherit everything?" Abram continued, "See, you've given me no children, and now a mere house servant is going to get it all." Then God's message came, "Don't worry, he won't be your heir. A son from your body will be your heir." Then he took him outside and said, "Look at the sky. Count the stars. Can you do it? Count your descendants. You're going to have a big family, Abram." And he believed God. God declared him set right with God. And when the sun was down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch moved between the split carcasses. That's when God made a covenant with Abram. "I'm giving this land to your children, from the Nile River in Egypt to the river Euphrates." Just then some Pharisees came up and said, "Run for your life. Herod's on the hunt. He's out to kill you." Jesus said, "Tell that fox that I've no time for him right now. Today and tomorrow, I'm busy clearing out the demons and healing the sick. The third day, I'm wrapping things up. Besides, it's not proper for a prophet to come to a bad end outside of Jerusalem." So, killer of prophets, abuser of the messengers of God, how often I've longed to gather your children like a hen, her brood safe and under her wings, but you refused and turned away. And now it's too late. You won't see me again until the day when you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of God." I always turn back too soon and forget the last of that scripture. So thank you. Thank you for reading all of that this morning. When Lou and I got up, we have this wonderful condo by the Banana River, and we looked out the balcony, and there were hundreds of birds flying over. I think they were gulls, but there were hundreds of them. And it made me think about this church and the abundance of God in this church and the abundance of God everywhere and how beautiful that is. And even in spite of the terrible, terrible mess in Chile and all the other terrible messes in the world, there is God's abundance that brings life over and over to us. It is really a special pleasure to be with you this morning. Lou and I have been here in Cocoa Beach for a little over 3 weeks, and I'm already wondering how it's going to be possible to leave when our time comes after Easter. So it is with great gratitude for the time that we've had here, and with even greater anticipation for the time that is remaining, that we begin this sermon time today. Let us begin in prayer. Most gracious God, we thank you for the gift of this day and this congregation gathered here in your name. And because we know that when two or three are gathered in your name, that you are here also, we welcome your presence in our midst. And we pray that your Spirit will fill and overflow our spirits and this whole congregation with your presence and your constant love. In Jesus' name, always. Amen. Today we shared scripture about three different men for whom God became very real: Abraham, David, and Jesus. Abraham, who had a conversation with God in which God promised him both children and land, two of the greatest gifts that God could have given them. And Abraham trusted the reality of God so completely that he believed what God said, even though Abraham and his wife Sarah were too old to have children. They were well beyond their childbearing years. But Abraham believed that God was real, and God rewarded him with this wonderful new name. He called him Abraham, set right with God. What a lovely lesson. When we know that God is real, then we are set right with God. It's that simple. And David, for whom God was so real that he filled an entire book in the Old Testament with his praises and his laments, summed it all up this way: I'm asking God for only one thing, to live with God in God's house my whole life long. And then he speaks directly to each of us: stay with God, don't quit. Take heart. Don't quit. Stay with God. And finally, Jesus, Son of God, God incarnate, God made real in this world, sums up his entire life journey in three very terse statements. Tell that fox, Herod. Herod, who wants to kill him. Tell that fox, Herod, that I've no time for him right now. Today and tomorrow, I'm busy clearing out the demons and healing the sick. And on the third day, I'm wrapping things all up. Wow, what a preview of things to come. 2 days to get ready. And on the third day, the day of resurrection, it's all going to get wrapped up, understood, and the job will be finished. God made real in this world through the life and death of Jesus and then wrapped all up in the dazzling message of resurrection, the triumph of life over death. Now, the power of Scripture is that it is just as true today as it was 2,000 years ago. All the tasks are the same, except that this time it's we who are doing them. So how do we clear out the present-day demons and heal the sick? And how do we, each one of us, discover the mystery and power of God made real in Cocoa Beach, Florida, at the Cocoa Beach Community Church in February 2010? Well, if you haven't already discovered it, God works in very unpredictable ways. Otherwise, it wouldn't be God. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be here today if Lou and I hadn't been vacationing for a number of years in Vero Beach at the Disney Resort there with our grandkids. And like most people who are visiting a community, we visited a number of the churches there and discovered an Episcopal church that we liked a lot. I am a baptized Episcopalian, so my heart is still kind of tucked in the Episcopal church. But after a time, I began to feel very guilty because here I was a UCC pastor, and I was not going to the local UCC church. And I said to Lou, we better do that. It's not right for me to continue this kind of wandering around. So I called the church office, and I got the secretary and told her that I was a UCC pastor, and I was in town, and I wanted to make an appointment with the pastor. And she said, that's fine. That's cool. Made an appointment. And we went to meet the pastor. Had a wonderful meeting. Was it just terrific. Told him what we were doing, and he liked that and was very enthusiastic. And we made one of those really good connections. And at the end of our time together, he said, Bobby, by the way, how did you get an appointment with me? I've told my secretary to screen all of my appointments. And, well, frankly, you shouldn't have gotten one. But because we had made such a nice connection, and because the secretary had made an exception, he talked to the conference minister of the Florida Conference of the UCC, a man named Ken Cilotti. And Kent just happened to be looking for someone to lead a clergy retreat the following year. And whenever you hear the words, just happened, you know that God is in the wings somewhere. So God just happened to be around when we met Ken Cilotti. Well, God wasn't quite finished yet. Because when I went to lead the retreat, your own Dr. Fred was there as one of the retreat participants. And he was sitting next to Ken Cilotti. And it was surely love at first sight when we met. So the next step was for me to do a retreat here a year ago with the promise that we would come back someday to spend a longer time. And I wish we had 3 months, Fred, but it's not quite 3 months. So, but here we are, loving every minute of being with you and having the luxury of nearly 2 months together. Now, I know from 40 years of ministry, and especially the last 18 years of talking directly to 4,000 people located all over the United States, that God has another name, and that name is always surprise, surprise. Last February, I shared my own story of when God unexpectedly appeared in my life. When I was an ordinary housewife with 3 children and 1 dog and an absolute, almost written in stone life plan that did not include God at all, except for maybe going to church on Sunday, until one day in April of 1963, when I was cleaning house, dusting books in my dining room, enter God with a different plan. And my life turned upside down, inside out, and began a brand new direction. 30 years later, in 1993, I said to Lou one day, "Do you suppose other people have had experiences like I had, where my life literally was turned upside down?" And of course, the answer to that was absolutely, everywhere. And that question began our study about spiritual healing and spiritual life that would bring me 18 years later to Orlando, Florida, to do a clergy retreat to meet Fred. And so really, I'm here because the secretary screwed up, didn't do what her boss told her to do. And because Fred, in his great generosity, said, "Welcome, welcome." And I'm here especially to work with the first ever spiritual life team in a program, a new program that God brought into my life called Making the Church a Spiritual Destination. And the way to do that is to create a spiritual life team. When God becomes real in our lives, it changes everything. In my wildest imaginings, I could never have planned my life the way it unfolded. From cleaning house in my dining room to being here today, initiating a spiritual life program in interfaith congregations. Mind-boggling to me, and I think all in a day's work for God. Now, it never occurred to me to say no to God. "Thanks, but no thanks, God." Or, "How about next year? It'll be much easier for me next year." It never occurred to me to do that. But I know that we can say no to God. And I know that that's okay. And I know that we do say no to God. And I know that God hangs around, waiting. But if we say no to God, we say no to life. The kind of life that Abraham and David and Jesus were talking about. The kind of life that transcends the ordinary job of dusting books in my bookshelf and turns it into a sacred mission to know God. 4,000 people shared their experiences with us, not mountaintop experiences, but everyday moments when God became real. Talking with a friend, walking on the beach, seeing someone in a new way, hearing music, praying, listening, cleaning house, loving, crying, feeling hopeless, being angry. It does not matter. God does not require the proper setting to appear. No matter who we are, where we are, or what we are doing, God can become real to each of us if we pay attention to God's way of doing things. For God is always around, 24/7. No limitations. Only open doors to enter new territory. And how do we know it's God? Because it's not in our control. It's not in our control. But understand, when God becomes real in your life, it does not mean that we live happily ever after. All you have to do is look at Jesus' life to know that. But when we know that God is real in our lives will change. When we release that tight hold we have on making things be the way we always had them be or want them to be, then God has an opening into the heart and spirit of who we really are. God's message is always the same: let go and find new life. And God's promise is always the same: to be with us, whoever we are, wherever we are. And so on the first day, we have to clear out the demons that we live with all the time. Each of us has to clear out the demons that interfere with our ability to live. And on the second day, heal the sick around us with our love and our devotion. And we heal the sickness within us with God's love and devotion when God becomes real to us. And on the third day, we wrap it all up in the power and love of God, available 24/7. And then we start the process over again and again. We clear out our demons, we heal our sickness, and we declare that God is real in every moment. And the message is utterly simple. God is here in this room. God is now in this room. And God is with each one of us. When God becomes real to you, your life will become real also. And then, child of God, you have come home. So if I said to you today, where is God? The answer would be right here, right now. So let's try that together. Where's God? Right here, right now. Come on now with our bigger voices. Where is God? Right here, right now. Let's pray together. Most gracious God, I thank you most especially for the wonder and gift of being here at the Cocoa Beach Community Church. And I thank you for the profound gifts of Dr. Fred and Tinka and the spiritual life team that has come to life right before our eyes. Fill this first ever spiritual life team with your presence and your promise to be with them in each moment of their journey to be your team. And fill this congregation with your spirit and your promise of new life that this whole congregation may come to life filled with your spirit. We pray as always in gratitude and thanksgiving and in the name of and in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.